fresh coffee every day. So thank you, my dear, for the coffee. But grab your cup of coffee, or perhaps you want tea, orange juice, or water, and join in on the conversation. As we know, November is here. Welcome, November. And we know that Thanksgiving is approaching us quite rapidly. It'll be about 3 weeks, I believe. So with that, I want to just have us in a right mindset and a right attitude to appreciate what we're grateful for. Let's just listen to this very familiar and precious song to me, Grateful, by the Hawkins family, Walter Hawkins, the great late Walter Hawkins. And it is instrumental because I just want us to listen to the music, listen to, and think about what we're grateful for. So let's just listen to that for a little bit before we get into our episode here. Are you grateful for today? A brand new day we never seen before. There have been many of Wednesdays, but not a Wednesday like today. Let's be thankful for today. Someone didn't wake up today. Someone cannot rejoice and be happy in this day. So we're grateful for this brand new day. Sunshine, rain, snow, or whatever. It's a brand new day that we have an opportunity to express our love and our gratefulness to our loved ones, to ourselves, and of course to God. I know all of our lives are busy, but sometimes we just need to take time and say, you know what? I need to take a moment to stop and pause enough to say, thank you. I'm grateful for life. Thank you that I have eyes to see, ears to hear, a mouth to speak with, hands to raise my hands to give them praise and glory. I have feet that I can be able to walk to get to my destinations. So we have so much to be grateful for. So be grateful. Be thankful. And know that you are blessed. I will let us listen to a little more of that, but I want to just talk a few minutes with my audience. First of all, I want to say I'm grateful for my audience. You don't have to stop by on Wednesday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern, or soon will be Eastern Standard Time. We'll be switching back from Daylight Savings Time. But I'm grateful for you for listening in and welcoming me into your home, into your life, and my guests. So I'm just excited and grateful for that, because you didn't have to stop by. You didn't have to look in. You didn't have to tune in. You didn't have to join the conversation. As I always say, join the conversation. You know, doing my research about being grateful and thankful, many experts believe that the negative or unhelpful thought pattern and cognitive distortion may contribute to some mental health conditions like depression and anxiety. And if you've been stay tuned to my episodes, I've been talking the last month about mental illness awareness. It's a real thing. It happened among our community and our society. And we need to talk about it, and we need to be aware of it. So many experts reveal that when you have negative thoughts and cognitive distortion, that leads to depression and anxiety. And it also shows through my research that if we don't address these cognitive distortion, and these unhelpful thoughts, that once we recognize it, that we can be able to identify and change our thinking patterns. And so they were saying that gratitude is a positive cognitive distortion. So instead of focusing on the adverse aspects of life or assuming the worst, expressing gratitude encourages you to redirect your attention to the people, places, and things and experience that make your life richer. And we can all say we're here today. We have a brand new day, so we have an opportunity to express our gratitude. So I'm a proponent of always having I call it a gratitude journal. And I guess I started that probably during the pandemic, writing down my thoughts, writing down my expression, my reflections of life. And it helped me to really appreciate, even when we were going through that pandemic, even when we were going through the COVID, and you hear all the negative news, I was able to pull out of that gratitude and appreciation for life, for my health, and for my family's health. So I like to practice what I call a gratitude journal, and that would help boost your mood, your attitude, and especially when you express that gratitude to others. Now, everybody says, oh, I'm grateful, but how do you express your gratefulness? And let me just give you a couple of suggestions how I express my gratefulness to the people I love and even to strangers. So if the more we do it, the more we practice gratitude, it will help us. Let me just talk about a few things. It could be a large gratefulness. It could be small, as a sunny day. I'm here in Michigan, and of course, the sun is out, but it's kind of brisk because we're in the fall season, right? But I'm grateful for this sun that's coming through. I'm grateful for the fresh smell of my coffee. I have my coffee in it, and it smells so good, and it does my body good in the morning, right? But then even something larger, I'm thankful and grateful for my health and my wellness. You know, I always say your health is your wealth. And so we're able to have eyes to see and ears to hear and hands to point to and express and feet to walk. That's gratefulness, you know. I have enough food to eat. And so some people are hungry. There's homeless people out there. Have we thought about them? Have we prayed for them? Have we shared a hand to them? You know, a home to live in. So many people are homeless, like I just mentioned earlier. And so we have a lot to be grateful for. And how you can express your gratefulness to God, first of all, you know, you can give him praise and glory for life, for strength, for health. And so he's the giver of life. So we can always give praise to God. But it's also good to give gratefulness to your family members. You know, sometimes you say, well, they know I love you. But something about those three words, I love you, is showing a heart of gratefulness. We have a practice here in my house. I know the younger, my young grandson and my young granddaughter, they like to be texted, but I still text them, I love you, have a great day. But when we face to face, I love you, give me a hug. And we're just that kind of family. I tell my husband, I'm married of 51 years, I love you, and get a kiss and a hug, and and he does the same, because that's a way of expressing our gratitude towards one another. Can I just challenge you to do that today? Don't assume that they know because you're providing food for them, providing shelter or whatever. Tell them those three words, and I'm sure that will do their hearts really good to say, I love you. What about your neighbors, your colleagues, your coworkers, anyone that's been a source of support for you? Let me just say, give you about five ways of how you can show gratitude. Write a letter. I mentioned this before. I don't want that to be a lost art. I think I shared with you that I was at a conference in Orlando, Florida in August of this year. My husband and I attended a conference, the John Maxwell Conference, and I met so many great, wonderful people. Of course, we exchanged emails, we exchanged numbers, but there was one particular lady that was at my table. We were assigned at, and she said, Mary, can I have your home address? And I'm thinking, what do you need my home address for? You got my email, you got my phone, you know. And so I wasn't hesitant. First, I was hesitant, but then I went ahead and gave her my home address. And I said, I'll probably never hear from her. You know, I'll email her and find out what's going on in her life after the conference. But surprisingly, 2 weeks after the conference, I received a wonderful postcard with a little letter inside, with a little book about it, words of encouragement. And I was so blessed by that. I wrote her a quick letter And now I think we're pen pals. We write a letter at least once a month. And that's a way of showing I'm grateful for you being in my life. I'm glad that we met. So can I just write a letter, write a postcard, you know, with Christmas coming up. You know, a lot of people put their Christmas cards or maybe their Thanksgiving cards. Put a little note in there thinking about you, praying for you, love you, I miss you. Let's schedule time together. And that way, that will be a way of showing your appreciation and your gratefulness. When you're in the presence of someone, be an active listener. That will show so much gratefulness because you're paying attention to them. You're giving them your undivided attention. That's another way of saying, I'm grateful. I'm listening to what you're saying. I can learn something from you. I'm interested in what you're saying to me. So be an active listener. So many times we can't wait till that person shut up so we can say what we want to say. And I'm still learning and practicing being an active listener because it helps me to be attentive. It helps me to be focused, and it helps me to know that I'm grateful for what you're telling me. I'm listening to it. And sometimes you may not totally agree with what the person is sharing, but respect their viewpoint and let them know that you're grateful for what they're sharing with you. You know, sometimes it's just simply taking a mindful walk through your community or through the park. That helps you to be grateful of nature. Just looking at the birds and the little squirrels. Aren't the squirrels going crazy this season? I don't know. The little squirrels are just getting prepared for the winter. And so we just could behold and look at the deers as we go through different parts in the park. Just appreciate that life. Appreciate that nature. Sometimes we can give a thoughtful gift. Have you ever say, the Bible say, give a gift in secret. And sometimes it doesn't have to be their birthday. It doesn't have to be Valentine's Day. It doesn't have to be anything special, but I'm thinking of you. I miss you. I love you. And just, it doesn't have to be an expensive gift. It could be like the woman gave me that little book about 30 days of encouraging words. It was so thoughtful of her to do that. And I read that even yet today from August. So, and then again, I always talk about that grateful journal. Why don't you start something like that where you can actually write down what you are grateful for? Because I can promise you, as life goes on, some days we're going to be down or we're not going to be always up in our spirit. And if you look at that grateful journal, it reminds you, yes, I remember when I received a gift unexpectedly, and it'll bring joy in your heart. So sometimes it's not always going to be cheery. So when you look at that grateful journal, it brings you back to saying, I have so much to be grateful for. Another way that you can be grateful, I know with post-pandemic here, and it's still kind of going on, if you would go to the nursing homes and visit some people who wish they were in our shoes, where we can walk and talk, and they're there in their bed, you know, and just give a word of encouragement to them, that would be give so much gratefulness to them and to you, showing that you're showing love to someone, even a stranger. So offer your help, volunteer. You know, people are getting back somewhat in a routine. You can volunteer for the giving out food if you like to do that. Or maybe you can volunteer visiting someone in the hospital. I know I'm a chaplain as well. And so a lot of times people will say, Mary, can you go visit my loved one in the hospital and pray with them? And so with the chaplain, you can go even after visiting hours. And I've done that. And it was so much joy for that person that I prayed for. And also for me, that I'm rendering something to someone and helping someone. So there's so many ways that you can show your gratefulness. I would like for you to share with me on Facebook here, how are you showing your gratefulness for this month of November? And in fact, I'll be having guests coming on next week where we'll be able to have them share what they're grateful for and how they show their gratefulness. You know, it's nothing like showing love to someone else, even to a stranger. And you know, a smile can be like $1 million when you give a person a smile. When you're walking in the grocery store and you greet someone with a smile, you don't know what that person might have been going through. They might have heard a bad report, or they heard of a loved one that's lost, that died. and showing that person just doesn't have to say anything, just having a smile, just saying, it's going to be all right, you're going to get through this. And so you can show your gratefulness by expressing it to others. So that's just a little tidbit. I always say wisdom nuggets for everyday living. And this is one so important to my heart, because we come with Thanksgiving thinking, okay, we're going to get together with family members we might not have seen all year. But it's a time even before Thanksgiving that we can show our thankfulness and our gratefulness. And it's just as easy as doing what you do every day, but just showing that you're thankful, that you're grateful. Pass it forward. And I tell you, that thankfulness and gratefulness is contagious, just like a smile. When you give one out, it's going to, you get it back, and it's going to keep multiplying and going out to the other people. So make sure you show your gratefulness today, and make sure that you do it not as an obligation, but because you have a heart to give and a heart to show your gratefulness and your thankfulness. And that's kind of it for today. I hope you got something out of this today. And I'm looking forward to hearing how you show your gratefulness and thankfulness. And perhaps I'll even have you on one of some upcoming episodes to express how grateful you are. So be thankful, be grateful, and know that you can show gratefulness even in the smallest way. It doesn't always have to be big and grander, but you can show it in the smallest way. So have a blessed day. Enjoy your day today, and show your gratefulness to a stranger, to your loved ones, and I'm sure they'll appreciate you even more. Be blessed until next week. I'll see you then. Bye for now. It's Dr. Mary Seegers, your host.